If you would, open your Bibles with me to John chapter 15. We're going to talk about a different side, a different aspect of evangelism this morning that is a part of the gospel, being a Christian. So John chapter 15, verse 18, just start there with me. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. Preparing his disciples. Thank you, Lord. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also, because the disciples or apostles were just going to tell them what the word of God says. It's not so much the word of man, it's not the word of man, it's the word of God. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me. He would talk a little bit further, but then he goes into verse 25. But they have done this to fulfill the word that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. This is an aspect of the gospel that you don't always talk about when it comes to evangelism. Sometimes you get to hear all the great stories, you know, the fun stories, the exciting stories. You don't always get to hear about the stories that sometimes can bring persecution and attacks that come with them. But that is a part of sharing the gospel. Sometimes that's going to happen too. And it's the kindness of God that's prepared us for it. I remember when I first got saved, I remember coming in and going, they're being mean and nasty and they're just, and I said, why are they being so mean? And it's because of they don't know the one who sent him. They don't know Christ and they don't know God. There's a reason why God called us to do that. So there is even being a light in the midst of the hate and the vehementness towards God. We still get to get that opportunity to be that light. And we have to trust the Lord in the midst of that too. So it's at this time I do want to call up Miss Tina. I normally don't warn people when I'm going to call them up. I've learned that over the years, because what it does is it allows people just to share their heart. It doesn't give us a lot of time to rehearse stuff. But you had a situation, and I even share with you, these past 2 weeks, I've had two situations along the same vein that you had. And so why don't you share with us what happened with you?
Well, I'll be sharing my heart, too.
I know you will. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. I did come up to her Wednesday out of honor for Miss Tina, and I said, I'm calling you up Sunday. And she said, you better not. And I said, because I know if I don't, I'm going to be in trouble. Okay, so, because she's like another mom. So.
Well, I don't know how you guys do it up here. It's very scary.
Yeah, I feel the same way. So, I say, okay, Lord, I'm just going to do what you call me to do. You got to do the rest.
How much time do I have?
I'll give you about 3 minutes.
Oh my goodness. I have 3 years worth of things to say. Okay.
You recently had a situation.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to give you the background. The Lord moved us to Cypress Village mm-hmm. 3 years ago.
Right.
And we didn't know why. But I started taking walks around the lakes and the trees and met a lot of people. So it just became natural that I see these people, they're souls instead of people.
That's right.
And so I would engage in conversations if they stop and talk. And
we see that as a door.
Yeah. So I did meet with a lot of resistance and rejection, but they were really nice about it. And so I can remember this one guy in the scooter, electric scooter, and see, he stopped and we talked, and he was attacking the Bible. And so every time I go out to walk, I said, okay, Dad, let's go fish for souls.
That's right. We're going fishing.
Yeah.
Amen.
And so when I left him, I said, Dad, if it's a bad fish, can I throw it back in the water?
You have to appreciate Miss Tina's sense of humor. Because she does have one. I experience it all the time.
So anyway, yes. So recently, the Lord gave me a gift, and it was a left hook. I had not expected coming. Mm-hmm. So I have been going to memory care unit there to help out with the music time every other Saturday. And these two musicians, a guy who plays the guitar and the guy who plays the piano, would play old songs. And the residents, some of them really know a lot of the words, and they really enjoy it. So I would go and meet them, and I would get them clapping and just enjoy the time.
A time of caring for
Yeah, folks. So the guy who plays the piano, Jay, every time he thanked me and said, "You're so good to come." I said, "It's not that I'm good. It's Jesus' love for these residents that really motivates me to come." And of course, he just brushes it aside. So recently, he was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. And so I felt it was an opportunity to tell him about Jesus' love.
Right, to share the gospel. You wrote a letter and shared your
heart.
I
wrote a text. I had his phone number because every time before before music time, he would text me, "Are you coming?" So I sent him a text and spoke of Jesus' love. And I said, "Marty and I will be praying for you."
And he returned pretty hostile.
Well, he never replied. So Marty and I were going into this place in the big house, we call it, in the tower. So
your big house and my big house are two different
places. Yeah, I know. But really, when you think about it, they're all trapped in there.
We relate.
Yeah. So anyway, Marty went in the room, and I ran into Jay in the hallway. So I said, "Jay, did you ever get my text?"
Right, just wanting to follow up. That's a part of evangelism, especially in our Robert Coleman book, Master's Plan of Evangelism.
Yes,
following
and I read that book.
Right.
So anyway, he said, "Yes, I did," and I'm very, very offended.
He was upset.
Yes. And so then he just started, oh my gosh.
He was pretty hostile to you.
Started ranting, raving, and just,
You could see his anger.
Well, right. I didn't have to see it. He used very foul language against Jesus, against me,
right.
Against my faith. Oh, my goodness. So, but, you know, I realized Jesus says he's always with us. So he was taking the punches
That's right.
with me.
It was a part of...
So it was a beating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I walked away shaking. And so it was a Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And but when I went home, you know, the Holy Spirit is so good. He's a reminder.
He's a comforter.
Yes.
He's
and
a
he
comforter.
Reminds us God's word.
That's right.
That's very comforting. So I do want to...
But you had walked away too, and you and I had talked, that you realized, "Lord, I did what you asked me to do." Mm-hmm. I shared.
Yeah.
But one of the statements you made was... It was like, wow, that I could have just a small glimpse of what our Savior went through.
Yes.
Lord, that we would even be able to share in that.
Yes.
How thankful we were.
Right, right. And the women's study, we were in Acts. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when we're in a study, the Lord will allow us to experience the study so that we can understand it more. So in Acts, the apostles...
Are you talking about Acts 5?
...were flogged.
That, yeah. We were on the same passage.
Yes.
Go for it.
So after Peter's sermons, and so they were flogged, but they walked away rejoicing
right.
that they were considered worthy to suffer for the name of the Lord. So I really... relate to that a little bit, even though what I went through was nothing like
right. minuscule.
Minuscule.
But you could see what he endured for
yes.
us.
Yes.
For even them.
Yeah.
For the whole world.
Yeah. But that's what scripture tells us to rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 5:11. And I don't want to mess up the verse, that's why I'm going to read it. "Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So we're in good company with the prophets.
That's right. That's right.
And then the other verse, there were so many verses, but I just wanted to point out these. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. This is
and it
God's
may not
word.
Always feel that way, but are we going to be willing to just believe what Scripture says?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I know I do what you asked me to do. Now, we're going to pray for them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's right.
So I've been praying for him. And, you know, my previous life, I was really into a lot of selfish worldly ambitions. But now I only have one ambition, and that is to please God.
That's right.
And that's in 2 Corinthians. So and so that was Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, in Pastor Gary's message, he said something that was the Lord's telling me. So Pastor Gary said, well, sometimes you feel like, what did I do wrong? And that was exactly what I was feeling. And but Pastor Gary went on and said, nothing. God is working to get you closer.
That's
to
right.
himself.
Mm-hmm. Fellowship of his sufferings, Paul was
saying.
Yeah.
And so I used to think, you know, when we see Jesus, all we want to hear him say is, well done.
Good and faithful servant.
Exactly. So, but I heard him say that to me now.
Amen.
So I didn't have to wait until I see him face to face. So, but this you don't know.
Okay.
So a few days ago, I ran into Jay in the hallway. It was no avoidance. We were facing each other. So he said, are you coming Saturday? And I said, as if nothing happened.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, do you want me to? And he said, yes, please. So I went.
I'll be there.
Yeah, that's what I said. So I went there yesterday, and he came up to me, and he said, you know, at some point, I'd like to sit down with you and hear about your faith.
Praise God. See, God did the work.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just when you think, oh, God is so amazing, I know that, but he's
and
amazing.
And how much greater is the rejoicing to see him working his way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So. No, thank you. And I had two situations just these past 2 weeks. Vehement. Even yesterday, a phone call yesterday morning, an old friend of mine, for whatever reason, at this time, God's put him in my life. You know, pretty violent statements. Nevertheless, Matthew tells us, pray for those who persecute you. So we're going to live differently, and we're going to overcome evil by doing good. So this morning, I'd like to have a time of prayer just for this gentleman, for the different ones that are in all of our lives, that are coming with hostility towards God. We're going to desire to defeat evil by doing good, and we're going to lift them up at this time, just for the Lord's softening in their heart and their rescuing. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, you tell us in your word that, Lord, they're going to hate us because they hate you. And so we can't take offense at this. And Lord, I think a part of it is we as human beings, we like to think we're good people. We like to think we're righteous, and we like to think that we just earn our way into heaven by our works or... But the fact of the matter is that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You tell us in your word, such were some of us. I remember at times in my young life saying, you didn't even exist. And so, God, I'm sorry for that. So, Lord, may we not take offense at the violence that, Lord, they bring at us because they don't know you. Our prayer is that, Lord, they will. So may you strengthen us, Lord, your sons and daughters, to be able to, Lord, hear these things, but with a mature mind, understand that, Lord, they don't know you and they hate you. And a part of it is we don't want to admit our own sin. And so, Lord, my prayer today is that you'll open the eyes of the different ones that you brought into our paths that are vehement towards you. And because of that, they're vehement towards us. My prayer is that, Lord, you would open the eyes of their heart to their sin, not for not because of condemning, because that's not who you are, but so that I would realize the things that I've done against you, and that my heart and their hearts would be truly broken, that a God of love, a God of care, a God that desires to spend sweet time and fellowship with us and them, that, Lord, we would see our sin and the way that we treated our Creator, and that, Lord, we would then turn, and that heart of shame would be softened to a heart of hearing, and then the heart of hearing would turn into the heart of reception, and then we would see salvation and redemption and reconciliation and then fellowship. And so, Lord, my prayer is today, we're going to lift them up to you. Strengthen us to hear such hard things to hear. May we not take offense. May we be anchored in truth to realize they need you, Lord Jesus, and that we're just going to keep washing feet. We're going to keep serving, Lord. And may you strengthen us to be the proper witness for you in this age that you have us in. In Jesus' name, amen.